Colleges and universities across the country are wrestling with a big question: how to reopen safely this fall. A question that is complicated by falling revenues and concerns about infections in densely packed campuses. Now, some schools have already said they will go totally virtual. The California State University system has warned its 500,000 students they should plan to stay home. Here's Cal State University Chancellor Timothy White speaking on CNBC.
By the time we get to August, it may very well be the case that we're able to open more than we think we will be now. But we're worried so much about the second wave that's going to come in the fall. So we're preparing for virtual with the hope of being able to pull back once we get into August and September a little bit.
Many other universities plan to adopt a mixed model of online and in-person classes. Brown University's president, Christina Paxson, described fall at Brown like this to NPR.
You know, I'm imagining something where the large lectures are captured and students watch them online. And then they come together in small discussion groups to talk about the issues, to work through problem sets, things like that.
Other schools will ask students to come to campus in shifts. Stanford undergrads will rotate through the school, spending two quarters in residence and one quarter remote. Meanwhile, some faculty and staff have pushed back, saying they don't feel safe returning to classrooms, even ones that are emptier than usual. For more on this, let's go to the University of Texas Austin, which is making plans to reopen for its 50,000 students. UT Austin will open its doors this fall, but close early. Students will go home for Thanksgiving and stay home. Joining us now is Professor Art Markman, who heads up planning for the fall semester and sits on the school's central planning committee for the coronavirus. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, so your plan involves opening this fall and then closing at Thanksgiving. Do you have a sense at this point of what open is going to look like?
So open is going to be not open in the way that campuses are traditionally open. We're going to be our largest classes, our 400 largest classes are going to be taught online, although they may have some sections that meet in person. All of our classes that do meet in person are going to be spread out a little bit more. So we're going to hold classes in larger rooms and cap our occupancy at 40%. Students and faculty will be wearing masks. And so it's going to be an on-campus experience, but not one that's like what we've seen in the past.
And what about dorms? Are they going to be at full capacity?
Well, the University of Texas is an interesting place. A very small proportion of our students live on campus. So most of our students actually live in housing around the community. We do have some housing in dorms, and it will not be complete full capacity. Our smaller rooms that were sometimes used as doubles will likely be singles in the fall for the protection of the students. And we will reconfigure some of the rooms that are larger to create enough protection for students for those situations mm-hmm. where we would have doubles.
And is the idea of closing at Thanksgiving that you don't want people going away and then coming back to campus?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we want to minimize the number of times that we have people go away and come back. So obviously, everyone's going to descend on the campus in August, and they will have come from points distant. And we anticipate that people are going to have to engage in some good social distancing when they arrive. But we generally only have about a week of class after Thanksgiving before exams start. And so I think the general feeling here, particularly in discussions with lots of other universities that are contemplating the same thing, is that having everyone go away and then come back for one more week of class just felt like an unnecessary risk.
So does it make sense then to start earlier so that you don't lose that week of learning?
Yeah, it's a great question. We would like to have as much time as possible to get ready to implement the fall semester, and so we didn't feel like it would be prudent to start early. We actually have a little bit of play in our schedule to begin with, and so we can get most of our instructional time in before Thanksgiving, and then faculty will still be able to present some additional material online in the week after Thanksgiving. So we think we can take care of creating a good educational experience, even if we start at the regular time.
As you know, the cost of college is a huge issue in this country. Do you think you're going to face any pushback from students and families about essentially paying the same for less?
Well, I don't think we're providing less. I think, again, we're having, you know, there will be material that gets presented. It'll be presented, online. And we as a university have a long history of really doing good online education. We've got some TV quality studios that we use both for broadcasting classes synchronously, as well as doing things where the class is recorded and the students watch it later. So I think we're providing a really great experience for the students. And so we're not really giving them less. We're just changing up the modality, and our faculty will have plenty of time to prepare for that because we've already announced that to them.
Now, according to the Texas Tribune, you're planning to conduct some 500 coronavirus tests a day. How is that going to be done, and who gets tested?
Yeah, so there's really two kinds of testing that are going to be done. Obviously, there's going to be the symptomatic testing that's going to be done through our medical school. And then there's going to be some asymptomatic screening that we're going to do. And the way that that's going to be done is we're coordinating with our student health services and really trying to test both those folks who might be most on the front lines. So that might be staff who are engaging directly with people, some of our student athletes. And then in addition to that, we'll be testing people in a more random fashion just to make sure that we have a sense of where we are in the community. And so right now it looks like we'll be somewhere between about 500 and 1,000 tests per day capacity mm-hmm. for that kind of work.
And what happens if somebody tests positive?
So like every other organization, we're going to be engaging in a process of testing, tracing, and isolation. So if somebody tests positive, then we would make sure that they connect with health services to engage with them. We would want them to isolate. We also are working on a variety of ways of doing contact tracing so that we can find out who that individual has come into contact with and reach out to those people to get them to isolate in order to see whether they become symptomatic. And if so, then to for them to go on and get tested.
Are you looking beyond the fall at this point, or is that just you're hoping for the best and that you're not going to have to do this again in the spring?
Our expectation is from the beginning that the coronavirus is here with us for the foreseeable future. And we are planning with the assumption that there won't be either a cure or a vaccine widely available until next year, probably about a year from now. If it happens earlier, that's great. But our plan is to assume that what we do in the fall will be substantially similar in the spring. We're still working on exactly what the spring calendar is going to look like, because of course we have lots of events like spring break that we have to plan for. And so as soon as we have our full implementation set up for the fall, we'll then turn our attention to the spring semester and make sure that we communicate what that's going to look like as quickly as possible.
As you know, most of the coronavirus deaths that have happened so far have been not among people who are college age. It's usually people who are much older than that. Are you getting pushback to this idea from professors who could be, you know, in their 50s, 60s, 70s even, who are worried about putting themselves at risk by coming into the classroom, even with a mask on?
Well, what I would say is not so much pushback, but clearly concern. So as we've begun to plan for the fall semester, part of what we've done is to really try to take into account all of our vulnerable populations. So that includes students who may have underlying health conditions. And many of our college students are not just in the 18 to 22 year old set. We have lots of continuing students as well as graduate students who are older. And so we're trying to be sensitive to all of that. So among the things that we're doing, we have a number of faculty who are going to teach courses online, not just because the classes might be too large to fit in our classrooms, but because those faculty may be in a vulnerable group where it doesn't make sense for them to be in the classroom with students. We're going to be accommodating staff in the same way. And those students who want to do their semester or year remotely will have the option to do that. And we'll have enough courses that are being taught online for those students to get a good year of education.
That is Professor Art Markman, who is at the University of Texas, Austin. He's on the Central Planning Committee and heading up fall semester planning amid the pandemic. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.